Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do.
Okay.
You and your pussycat knows.
Okay. I don't think that's how it goes, but okay.
That is how it goes.
Yeah, but I don't think he says it like that. Like, yeah.
No. What happened?
Of course he doesn't. I'm sick of Tom Jones and Toria don't understand that I'm a.
Who the hell is Tom Jones?
Oh my God! It's not unusual to be in love with anyone. Wow.
Never yeah, mind. For real?
That guy. Yeah.
I'm just going to throw out a name. Billy Dickens.
Okay. Who the hell is that?
That's
same. That's the same. That's the same thought I had when you said Tom Jones.
So now you have to explain who this Billy Dickens person is.
He sings How to Cut the Grass, right?
What the fuck?
How that song go, brother?
You want to elaborate? What the fuck?
How that song go, bro?
Go ahead, demonstrate for the class.
Cut the grass, wipe your ass.
There you go. That's exactly how it goes, too.
Okay.
You better cut that grass and wipe your ass. Yeah.
Trim it. Moments.
Yeah, y'all get it.
Water. Tree.
just making shit up as we go.
Y'all right getting there. It. There you go.
It'll be like the perfect group. It'll be like Men and Peach. Bam.
You and this peach shit.
Men and the Peaches.
I have no idea why she keeps bringing up peaches.
I know, right? Okay,
Peaches was my childhood name. So, like, it sticks with me. So, I am the peach. I am the peaches. I am the peachy tea. Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Love it, endure it, embrace it.
So, from now on, y'all, fuck the Toria. Just call Miss Peach a stripper name, Miss Peaches.
The fuck? Peaches. Okay, why you always gotta take it to the... You know what? Introduce the damn show to them.
Nah.
God damn it.
Don't mind if I do. What up, world? How you feeling? How you living? It's your main man, Toria Terrell, a.k.a. Mr. Preppy Boy. And I'm in here with my brother, Duke. I'm in here with my little sis, Toria, a.k.a. Miss Peaches.
Hello.
Shake that ass, girl. Shake that ass.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I am not a stripper. I've never been to a strip club or anything. Just a disclaimer. I don't even know how to fucking.
You guys have entered the world of Preppy Boys world. Welcome to the madness. Welcome to the shenanigans, and welcome to everything that is fucking crazy. We got so much stuff to talk about today. You know what I'm saying? Toria, hit them with it.
So, have y'all saw this new, we talked about it last week, I believe, mm-hmm. about the whole Stevie J and Faith Evans getting married shit.
Yes.
Well, they decided to make a video together.
Spicy,
and,
too.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Spicy. Yeah.
This video was like a straight up fucking porno. It was like soft porn.
It was
they're in the bed, they're in the shower, you saw face ass, you saw Stevie's freaking
bits,
It was a lot going on. And I was like, oh my God, little Faith, like not Miss Faith Evans.
This was surely a Cinemax Showtime type of soft porn.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was like some Hollywood shit.
That just put Faith Evans like on my radar? Celebrity hit list. Oh yeah,
she on the radar.
She's on my celebrity hit list. Fuck a radar. She was already.
She did thing though. She really did, but I was just wasn't expecting to see her in that kind of light, you know. Because Miss Faith was always like, you know.
Yeah, Faith grew up in the era where if you were singing, like you couldn't really. Showing skin wasn't a thing, you know what I'm saying? Like it is today.
Yeah.
But now Faith is like, I mean, she obviously got some work done, but
she loose as a goose. She's loose as a goose.
Faith can get it. I was like, oh, I got Faith. now? Because you gotta have faith. I definitely got the faith now.
All up in the Miss Evans.
Yeah, it was real sensual. You know what? Yeah. The video actually took me back to when men and, well, female and the guy used to sing and they like keep sweat and old girl, like real. I haven't heard real music like that in a while.
That's because it sounded real 90s.
Right. That's probably why. You know what I'm saying?
Late 80s. It was, yeah. I thought Stevie J should have stayed out of that song a lot.
I didn't know he could sing. Honestly, I didn't know my man could sing.
He can't.
No, he can hold the tune.
I didn't hear it.
No, he actually can hold the tune. And that's just coming from somebody that does sing. Like, he can hold the tune.
He just sounded like he was talking.
With the
harmony.
I mean, Genuine can't sing to me. That's who can't sing.
Oh. Hell no, you are not gonna freaking disrespect Mr. Jane.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. You just threw.
Hey, that's my.
You threw genuine under the bus for Stevie J.
It's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Like, I think he can dance his ass off. You know, he's a good entertainer, but I just think he ain't the best singer.
No, nobody said he's the best. I'm just saying he can hold a note than Stevie J.
No, and I say the same thing about Beyonce. I think Beyonce is a good singer. She's a mediocre singer. She's a mediocre singer. I'm just saying. Listen, bro. You know what?
Beyonce?
Is that the name you just said?
Beyonce
Knowles, Jay-Z's wife.
Beyonce is mediocre.
Her voice is mediocre.
Oh my Terrell, God.
Who are you compare? Okay, so who in your mind is like top
for real
with the vocals?
Vocally, well, you got Fantasia. I'm separating power singers.
Fantasia is a gospel singer. She got a strong voice.
So she has like but those Beyonce vocals.
Beyonce has
that.
Levels. Like she could go high, low. She could.
She does a lot.
She don't
of
have
runs.
A powerful. She doesn't have a powerful voice. Listen, but Beyonce can hold a note.
No, Beyonce.
She has a good variety to her.
Yeah.
You say tomato, I say tomato. I'm just stating my opinion.
Nah, it's tomato. Now,
whatever. Fuck both of y'all. I said she mediocre, and that's what it is. You don't like it, kiss my dairy.
I just don't see her. Don't say dairy here. I was about to make a Beyonce joke. Say that shit now. This man said Beyonce was mediocre.
No, entertainer wise, no, she's not. But vocally, she's very mediocre. It's almost like the movie Dreamgirls. You put Jennifer Hudson's character who had the voice, you put it in the back because she didn't look like Beyonce. Beyonce could hold a note. Come on, man. This is what I do, man. I'm saying,
but you just said Stevie. Beyonce and Genuine.
No, I said no. I said Stevie J can hold a note. Yes, he can hold a note, fam. Like,
man, dude, he held that note for one verse, and then he had two of them.
Dude, I promise you, he can hold a note, man. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot to get there and sing. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't the best singer. He's a producer. He's a producer.
Right.
He could
doctor his voice. So
he didn't doctor
he's
that.
Editing.
He didn't doctor that. He didn't doctor.
Okay.
That.
I've heard.
If you heard Beyonce, him sing before,
I've heard in a with no nothing no
dude,
just a microphone.
Dude, stop being a dick rider. Stop being a coochie rider. Like,
a
stop
dick rider.
Stop riding
for Beyonce.
Yes. That's what. No. You're a beehiver. I have nothing against Beyonce. I just said her voice is mediocre. I didn't say she couldn't sing. I said she is
mediocre. That's crazy. That's terrible.
That's a matter of my opinion, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mediocre anyway, is like Brandy or somebody. That's mediocre.
No, Brandy can hold a note too. She ain't the best singer. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, she ain't the best singer either. I have my favorite singers out there. It's not a lot of them. But because a lot of my favorite singers are like old school females. You know what I'm saying? Like Faith.
So Brandy, Monica.
No, Monica can sing. Monica can sing her ass off.
Oh my God.
Monica can't sing?
Well, I agree. Monica can sing.
Yeah, okay. Right there, people. You just heard right there.
But
Duke solidified. He has no ear for talent. I would never trust this man if you're an A&R.
You just said Stevie J can hold it no better than Ginuwine, but I don't have an ear. Then you just said Beyonce. Beyonce is mediocre. I would rather you said. Is mediocre. I would have gave you that.
Oh but my god.
Beyonce mediocre.
Man, look. No way. Anyway,
what's next?
The video was dope. The video was sexy. I thought it was pretty dope. And I liked all of it. You know what I'm saying? I can't say I have nothing bad to say about the video.
Okay, but I mean, the intro was kind of confusing to me. I didn't know what the hell the pool table was. Is it because the song was like, I don't know.
It began.
Did he sing about a pool table?
It began with the pool table and ended with the pool table. With them
the
kissing.
Beginning.
Yeah, no, with them kissing. The beginning. Yeah.
The beginning was kind of like, what are you guys doing? And then, but towards the end, like, it made sense. I guess they were trying to play off the fact that people were, you know, didn't know if they were together or not. So it was like they left. Like, they left the party. Oh. They left the party, and then that's when the video started. They was doing all of that. Like, you can hear it in the chorus.
In the shower, they just went, had a quickie, and came back like, oh, yeah, we're together.
And that, it was like, oh, we played around.
Hey, that was the most intimate quickie ever.
You stepped over the line several times, but this is real and all that stuff. And then they came back, and then it was like, you know, they walked in separately. And then it was like, you know, boom, once they started kissing, it was like, I told you. So it was, they was just playing off of the.
Like, they walked off, then they kissed in the beginning. When the people walked off.
I forgot the beginning.
I
just saw the dude was like, hey, yo, you can get the pool table. That's all you. I remember saying that.
Yeah.
I just remember titties. I just remember Faith's titties and her sad ass. Uh-huh. I'm just looking at all that.
Titties. That's
all. I miss Faith. I see you. That's goals, girl. Oh, goodness.
Goodness.
Yes. I just
rest in peace, Biggie.
I know, right? Stevie J about
peace, Biggie.
Oh, you're fucking kidding me, though. Recipes Biggie. Fucking, she eats Stevie J's ass now.
Oh, man. I hope she waits. Give her some time.
She probably didn't.
Please wait.
They got married, so.
What age did Biggie die?
25. Yeah.
She need to wait 25. She need to wait 25 months.
Everybody say 25 years. Like, what?
Nah, 25 months. 2 years and a month before she started eating Stevie J ass.
Oh, man. Tori.
That shit crazy.
Tori. Oh, man. She dipped out on this.
Oh, yeah. Wait. We'll call her back?
Yeah, we'll call. Yeah, we're going to hit Tori right back.